why do people leave bhakti after starting it off, or why do people don't come in large numbers? There are several reasons. First is that, am I audible to everyone? Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. First is that, as I told in the beginning about a doctor who says that for getting cured, you have to give up the eating sugar if you have got diabetes. So like that, bhakti certainly cures people, gives people higher happiness, but at the same time there is also a price to be paid, and not many people are ready to pay the price. That's the first thing. Second thing is that most people, especially in our times, don't even know much about spiritual life. And that's why, in general, if we share the knowledge of Krishna consciousness with others, they will...
The sound is getting disrupted. We are making some adjustment in the sound system.
Okay, fine.
Please.
Yeah.
Just 1 minute.
When we share Krishna consciousness, people do come. And that is how all of us have come to Krishna consciousness. So now, regarding why do people leave, that is because they do not follow the process properly, and they do not understand what is at stake properly. What is two things I said? They do not follow the process properly means, if one is chanting Hare Krishna but is not chanting attentively, one is... Basically, ultimately, the process of Krishna consciousness is meant to give us a higher happiness. So if I am not attentive, for example, if I have to take a medicine, am I audible, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay.
So, able to hear you.
Okay. Yes, let me know anything, there's a break then. So, if I am supposed to take a tonic to cure myself or to improve my health, and if sometimes a small child is there, the mother tells him, take the tonic. And the child takes the tonic and pours it near his mouth and let it all spill on the ground. Now, the mother may think that the tonic is being taken, but it is being spilled, it's not being taken, and actually the child will not get cured. So like that, Krishna consciousness is like a tonic. So when we chant Hare Krishna, when we hear the philosophy, if we are not attentive, if we are not absorbed, then it is like the medicine is coming, but it is coming near the mouth and then it is spilled away. Then naturally we don't get cured. We don't get the benefit of the process. And when we don't get the benefit of the process, we start wondering, why should I do the sacrifice for the process? But those who actually practice the process seriously, they experience the benefits. And when they experience the benefits, they will never give up the process. So those who have given up, it is because somehow they have not been able to practice it properly, and because of not practicing, they have not got the benefit. So if they get the proper guidance, then they will surely start practicing. And that is what is happening now. Many devotees who leave the movement also, especially when they get old and they get some disease, or they realize that actually there is no material enjoyment available in the world, then they do come back to Krishna's lotus feet. And there are many stories, we don't have the time to tell now, but there are many stories of devotees who leave Krishna consciousness because they feel there is not much happiness here, and there is so much material enjoyment available. But actually, when they go to material life and see that actually there is only suffering, then eventually they come back to Krishna consciousness. So that's how we understand that less people come, but people who sometimes come, if they don't practice properly, they may leave. Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.